The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Juan Moreau's house, where we're pretty sure they made those shirts out of two different shirts, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Gabe, Tim, Doyle, and Juan.
Extra Mexicans here.
It's a lot of Mexicans here.
Oh yeah, you gotta move that by you though.
Nobody can hear you, Juan. We need your voice.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 154 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. This is our fan interaction episode for this recording session. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Yeah, and so today we're gonna start out talking about our pinup calendar.
You're on video, by the way.
You're like live on Facebook as we speak. Going like this does not prevent that.
Yeah, camera's right there.
And Anil Mahadeviv, howdy howdy to you too, sir.
And, hi, Ree, it's always good to see you. Oof, man, we got angry and sad emojis randomly right there.
Why?
Mad at Juan's pronunciation of his last name, maybe.
Probably.
Anil Mahadeviv, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say that.
Bro,
Mahadev.
Come on.
Mahadev.
That's what I said. That's how it's getting said now. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about this.
Sorry for mispronouncing your name.
Take a look. We're going to look through some slides that you guys aren't going to be able to see because they're a little risque.
Risque?
There are some nibbles and a few.
So let's talk about what we're doing first. So we joked around about this a few, probably 5 or 6 recording sessions ago.
Something like
and
that.
We joked about how we should do a pinup calendar.
Longer.
Where all of us are like in the pinup calendar, right?
Sure.
And then we put out a thing.
Sure, he said.
We put out a thing saying we're looking for pinup models. We really want to do this. And we got like an disproportionate response compared to what we thought we were going to get.
True.
So it sounds like at this point that we will no longer be in the calendar.
Maybe spotlighted.
Like maybe hiding in the background of
a couple
pictures or something.
Find the TOTLB cast member.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I said it can't be like cute girl, hot dude, cute girl, and then like Gabe's belly for a month.
He's a hot dude.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
What if it's like a cute girl with Gabe's belly?
I just don't. Do you? I personally, I don't want to look at my own belly for a month.
Like we paint a jack o' lantern on Gabe's belly.
Oh, and then, yeah, I'm sold on that.
And then it's like a cute girl with like pumpkin guts all over her hands and on her face, neck, and chest.
I'm still totally down to be in the calendar. Like that's not a problem with me. Like, but Juan, I think Juan really doesn't want to do it. I'm sure Tim's not super thrilled about being in it.
I mean, I'm down. I've stayed largely out of this conversation because I've been so damn busy with a ton of other shit. So I actually have no clue what's happening.
I feel like it could hurt my future political agendas, but I'm okay with it.
So what it sounds like it's going to end up being is that we're actually going to do like a legit pinup calendar.
Interesting.
6 dudes, 6 ladies, like...
Sorry, we're ordering food at the same time.
Oh, it's okay. We're going to do a legit pinup calendar.
Yes.
6 attractive females, 6 attractive males, hopefully.
It might be disproportionate.
And then
it might be disproportionate as far as female to male.
And then the 4 of us.
Well, we'll be in it as like
ancillary.
Easter eggs. Think of it that way.
Yeah.
So we won't necessarily be the focus of like an entire month.
We'll be sexy adjacent.
So we're going to go through there's no really good way to do this without like being judgmental.
I know, that's why.
But we're not gonna try to actually be like judgmental like about their bodies. It's just this is, you know, we're looking for certain
things. Yeah, because I have room to be judgmental.
Oh, yeah. Are we gonna say their names?
No.
Are we just gonna leave it?
No, I put the names there for us.
Yeah, good idea.
That's it.
So what we're gonna do, we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about basically how we think they would fit into the calendar. There's a few people that
I don't fit in the calendar.
Yeah, there's a few people that Juan and I have kind of like already said like they should be in there. And we're gonna like unfortunately for the people that are professional models and like pageant people, we may actually kind of steer away from that a little bit because
we don't want a good calendar.
No, we want a good calendar.
I didn't want people
the
lady I told you about, she started asking me about photographers and stuff like that. And I don't want them who have done this a lot to feel like we're disrespecting them because we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
I get it.
Yeah.
We are the amateurs here.
Yeah. Yeah, amateurs. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I also don't like arguing with people, so if they're like, that's not how you do it, I'll be like, sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
So I think we should give all the models, men and women, the Greeley rating system.
I don't even know what that means.
Greeley 1 through 10.
We should use our rating system. They're all Greeley like 30s. So we should do our typical out of 5 out of 10 so that it's confusing. You can't really nail down what we actually mean.
Yeah.
No, we definitely should not give people ratings, Tim.
Just go with what you feel.
We should do a yes or no.
Swipe right.
Do you think this fits in?
As far as the photography stuff goes, it'll be legitimate. Like,
yeah.
It'll be what?
Legitimate. I was like,
Yeah. No, agreed.
Also, I was a professional photographer for several years.
We have friends that are like, really good.
I don't know what I'm doing. Get up, Jeremiah.
We're talking about the whole day of photography. The organization that's going to be happening is going to be on Juan and I's lap.
Hi, Mel.
Yeah.
And that may be a mistake, but
no, I'm pretty good. But I'm pretty good organized.
I'm going to try to be there, though. Like,
I want you to be there because I want you to take photos.
What day is this happening?
We don't know.
We don't know yet. Okay, that's we're going to decide yet. Within the next couple days.
Hi, Mel.
I said hi, Tim.
And I'm saying it again.
So I think we have two. So Taylor and Tori, it sounded like we're in already.
Yes, Taylor and Tori.
Were there any other dudes? Or women?
We're not saying names.
Well, they work with us. They work with us.
Taylor's okay.
Taylor's one of our...
what about the girl who's just here? Podcasts. You said she wanted to...
Tori. That's Tori.
Dwarf, dwarf.
Okay.
Yeah, dwarf's...
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Yeah. And then Tori...
Was he the white guy that was here?
Tori,
I don't remember his name.
Tom used to work at Honda of Greeley.
Oh, okay.
Now he works with his mom in Boulder.
Was he the white guy that was here?
Huh?
The white guy that was here?
I don't know. Usually,
yeah. Was he the only white guy?
I think by the time Doyle got here, yeah.
I mean, aside from me.
He was also heavily trashed. Is that
how he was? He was weeded. He was weeded. He wasn't. He wasn't drunk. We are dumb.
Yeah,
that's true.
No one asked.
It is true.
That was way harsher than I meant.
Wow. He was the only white guy.
All right.
Well, except for Tim.
Well, Tim, but I know who Tim is.
So, lady number one.
What is that?
Turn that a little bit?
Yeah.
So are we starting on which one?
Lady number one.
I thought that we had already agreed that she was going to be in it.
Is she going to be in it? Was that the agreement?
Because she fits kind of a demographic that I think fits us really well.
Well, she seems like she's already done some pinup stuff.
And she's not like crazy, like, you know, she doesn't have like a resume. Of
she's not crazy.
Stuff. Yeah. Like, she's... got cool tattoos.
She was the one. She emailed me and asked me if we were going to sell them for profit.
Yeah.
And she, so I thoughtfully answered her, and she was very respectful.
Oh, we're going to have to draw.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. And she's like, well, thanks for not taking offense to my question. I was just curious.
We're going to have to draw up contracts then.
Yeah, we are.
People get paid.
And I'm making, so once we decide who, I'm going to contact everybody so they can send me IDs too.
So,
good idea.
On these.
What are we paying?
On these, Juan, why don't you put in the notes, like, yes if we say yes and no if we're kind of like no.
All right.
And then we'll work together to, you know, because we're going to have more than 12.
Correct.
And then we'll figure that out.
Narrow that down a little bit.
All right. Number two.
The weakest link.
Number two.
So I know this lady.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, I thought you did, but it's you're not friends or she's not friend. Neither one of you guys are friends on Facebook. Oh, I looked and it didn't say I had any mutual friends. It was weird.
Because
she responded on his Facebook wall.
Yeah.
And so I thought you were friends with her. And then I clicked into the profile and I didn't see it for some reason.
Facebook's like, we know you don't accept friend requests, so we're not going to show you anyway.
That might be why.
So I would like to say yes because...
because you know her.
Because I know.
Okay.
And she's awesome.
We are deferring to people that we know.
Because our first picture has a very snooky look.
Snooki? What the Snooki from from Jersey Shore? Snooki?
No, she's not. She's a totally different.
She's
normal color.
On the opposite spectrum.
Yeah.
She's not orange.
She's definitely not orange. She's definitely
she does
a
glow
human color.
Yes.
That's probably a filter. I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yes. Glow. Right, actual flesh tone.
The next one. This is number three. This is the one that is the most weird.
This is the most controversial.
This is the most controversial.
Oh.
All right.
Tim. Oh.
All right. Like that.
So this is the only.
No.
Virginize. So this is the only person that sent us nudes.
Not true.
What?
There's a dude who sent nudes later.
No, wow. Like legit nudes where you see where you see bits and pieces.
I didn't want to see those bits and pieces.
So
what is going on? Oh, that's fine. That's okay.
So dumb.
Self-promotion.
That's all right.
Hello, Becky.
I promote him every time I can.
So this lady came to us in a weird way. Her boyfriend messaged us and was like, can my girlfriend be in the calendar? Here's some pictures of her.
So he sent me
a nude.
He sent me one regular where they're together, another one where they're together, and then that one on the far left.
For context.
And so I said...
So he sent the dude?
Yeah, hold, let me get
that
there.
That is so bizarre.
So yes, it was bizarre. And I said, hey, can you have her email me? Because I don't want to be a part of a thing where that's like where it's weird. Yeah, it's weird. That felt weird to
me. Yeah, it's awkward.
So,
pimping his woman via calendar. Yeah.
Literally.
So there's no way for me to know for sure, but she emailed me again. She did. And then she sent me the other ones. The one with the backside and then the two in the middle. So the far left top and then the two in the middle and then the far right one.
I mean, maybe she's just super comfortable with herself.
She seemed very excited about it. That's the only reason, aside from the nudes, that I'm like, I feel like we should include her. But he has a weird feeling, and it's not wrong.
It's not wrong. It's a weird situation.
Not a tingly feeling in his pants.
Not the tingly feeling.
To be that up front with the titties already.
Hi, Becky.
it's not that she's up front with the titties that weirds me out. It's how the whole thing started that weirds me out.
That's what weirds me out.
Yeah, with dude.
So let's clear.
I don't know what you guys just said. I'm sorry.
It's not the boobs not the nipple that weirds me out. It's the how we got to the nipple to start out with.
Correct. Yeah.
So let's
To me, I just feel like this is a dude.
So I thought the same thing. But if we choose her, it's like I said, I'm going to make people send me IDs beforehand.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, obviously, if he gets all the way to the fucking the way, like, okay, it's like, fucking weird.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have somebody on standby.
Nice
but
dick, bro.
There's just no way to know. Yeah. If that's the problem.
Let's give this one a maybe.
Okay. Yeah. One and one half stars.
They're against where the vinyl record player is.
Again, not stars.
2.5 out of 5 out of 10.
Right.
So he's half of a half.
Picture's very hard to see, but...
This is the next person.
So, again, in the post it said regular photos. So she sends this regular photo, and she says, this is what you want, right? And I don't know how to not be a creeper and be like, oh, send me some more pictures. You know what I mean? It's fucking weird. So I was just like, all right,
this
you're fine. You're fine. If you want
to
send me some, you can, but it's fucking weird.
I mean, because right now that's not a picture of her. That's a picture of a bathroom. So.
She that was at a Halloween party the day before. She is a roller derby girl. She used to be. But that's it. That's all I know about it.
True fact. I like
she says she has experience with photo shoots, clothed and unclothed.
From fully clothed to none.
Right.
Which is actually like a really intense statement.
Yes.
Like it's not even like heels and like sexy clothes. It's just straight up none. Yeah.
Probably not like legs spread though.
You don't know.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. I say this one's a maybe too, because like this is a
not enough to go on.
There's
right
not enough
now.
Really to go on.
Yeah.
So
there are two bald chicks. We could have a double bald chick month.
That's true.
Oh, that was weird. I just watched you type maybe.
Why is that weird?
Yeah, but I've watched that happen.
I just watched it, and I haven't watched it yet. All right, next one. So this lady is awesome to me.
Oh,
so,
I like.
So she says, "Hello there, I'm blank." And I'm an everyday rockabilly gal. Pinup is my life and lifestyle. I think.
If she's that committed,
I say.
I thought we were already good with her anyway.
Yeah,
so.
That's a hard yes for me.
I can dig it.
Yeah. I mean, she sent us straight up. Pinup
you will
photos.
Be March.
I didn't
it's
know we were
been,
going that far.
It's been decreed.
It is decided.
We're agreed. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Ashton, you can see the rest of these pictures. We're already past the one with nipples.
He's already seen nipples, bro. Come on. Come on.
We've seen nipples.
That was
all right.
Uncomfortable.
So this lady
it probably
lets,
feels good.
This lady lets people write on her face all weird.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Every photo.
Just a watermark.
She sent me her Instagram as well. Nice. She wanted us to see the Instagram too.
She enjoys taking photos while lying down.
FYI, Taylor, we already talked about how you're already in the calendar.
Yeah. And Tori.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking hand.
I feel that, dude. I jacked my wrist up.
Okay.
Been looking at these two.
As long as we know where it is.
No, wrong wrist. We already talked about that.
He's giving himself the stress.
I give him. I always tell him that.
So what do we. See, that's kind of.
I just have a feeling about this girl.
I mean, it's nothing about her. The way she looks. It's just.
There's just a hand.
It seems like.
It's very basic.
It's. Yeah, I hate to say it that way.
Well, every photo is just her lying down from the shoulder up. I mean, it's just saying.
It is all fairly similar. What do you think? I think this is our first.
I like the council.
I think this is our first legit no.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Sorry. I mean, we're not saying your name. So
sorry,
number six.
And nobody knows who
nobody
your photos are
talking about. But. All right, next one.
You are the weakest link.
That's nice. Here.
Yeah.
One in his notes has this girl said she was 30 in her email, but I find that very hard to believe. I don't know why she doesn't look.
She does not look 30.
No, because she's taking a selfie in the back seat of a car there.
I'm just saying.
She's 16.
Oh,
she
hopefully
might not be able to drive yet legally.
Well, I feel like this one's probably a no.
I was mad about her before the backseat of the car thing. So.
Like, am I the one that noticed that? I'm sorry.
So now?
So that's a no. That's a no.
There's just no personal information.
No.
There's nothing interesting about the
photo. A lot of people just sent us photos.
There's nothing interesting about the photo.
I'm not sorry.
Like, at least this photo is a photo.
All right, this one. Oh, man. I mean, it's not horrible. It seems just like
when there's total silence when we switch to one. It's like,
I know. I thought we weren't judging people that way.
It's just like it's weird when there's just like a picture.
I'm just judging by the photo. I'm not judging by
this. Yeah. You know,
she looks fine, but it's like glamour shots by Deb. We need to see more.
That's what our calendar's going to be.
but this looks like something out of like a
But you got to understand in the post. But you have to understand in the post if you just read it. We just asked for normal pictures.
Yeah.
So we asked for a little more.
We didn't ask for body shots. We just asked for normal pictures.
No boobs.
Yeah.
No vaginas.
Got those anyway.
We said we don't need nudes. Like I think we said don't send nudes.
Yeah.
Like
we don't want them. Totally don't. We're not creepy like that. We're not fishing.
I'm not closing this person off.
No, me neither.
This is a maybe.
But yeah.
Maybe. Watch Vaughn type it in.
Thanks, Tim.
I kind of like this next one. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I have no idea why.
That's what I think it is.
The hat's doing it for me.
I think
she has a lot of accessories.
And she seems like she's wants to dress up. She wants to have fun. Like,
it didn't say we were good at this.
So I didn't understand the sentence.
We're a bunch
she has
of
a few photo shoots under her belt.
Young men.
Or lack thereof. She doesn't have a belt?
Yeah. I think she doesn't have belts. I think is what she's saying there. She has a few photo sessions under her waistband.
Maybe. I don't know if that's a...
You can be April.
Fool me.
What do you think? Is that a...
Something about it. I don't know what it is for me.
Yeah, her being in.
Is that a yes, then?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right.
Or at least above a medium. She's like three quarters.
That's a yes. We're going to end up...
She's like a 4 out of 5 out of 8.
In Greeley.
Yes.
So I think we said no to this girl already.
Yes.
Because she's like beauty pageanty. Like, I don't want her to...
She's going to show up with like a person.
An entourage.
Where's my money?
Because this is a chick that has a career here. And if she works with us, she's going to piss all that away.
Yeah.
For her sake, it has to be.
We're doing this for you. We're doing it for you.
You're dodging the bullet.
Yeah. I promise you.
She's very pretty. She's really, really pretty. She's very, very pretty. She's too pretty for us. That's the problem.
Yes.
She's a pageant lady.
That makes all of our other people feel bad.
She does this for a living.
Because they weren't too pretty for us.
We only want losers here.
No, I didn't say that.
You said she only wins things.
No, she wins things and she has a career taking pictures.
I like this one
stuff.
Too. I don't know why.
This person loves vignettes. Very heavy.
No, their photographer.
Heavy, very
vignettes.
Heavy on the vignetting.
Yeah, this chick looks sad in a lot of her
That's
photos.
What it's called.
Hi, Amber.
I like this one too, honestly.
I do too. Like, except.
She, this We're going to the to... very top middle photo she sent as apart from all this, I think, to be like, look, I'm fucking excited.
So I like basically the top middle and these two.
This one is so
good.
Like
the
and this one.
I like the bottom third one.
This
take
one?
Away the, yeah, take away the
So yeah,
stuff.
I don't mind this it. One. It's just that in these two, this picture she looks sad. Oh, yeah. And this picture she looks like
drunk.
What the fuck is happening, guys?
She has, like, drunk white girl look on that picture.
Wow.
She's like,
I'm glad we're not saying any names or anything.
No, that's just your expression.
We are critiquing
again, she's
these
a very
people.
Attractive lady. It has nothing to do with that.
I say she's a $2 bill out of a $5 bill.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, dude.
Like, you have room to talk about.
Dude, that makes you like a sweet pig.
Yeah, I'm not
dude.
Saying
like,
anything good about myself.
A nickel.
And I never said anything good about myself.
So, yes.
I think this is a yes. Especially,
it's a yes for me. I'm just
this is the second one that you've really liked, and that I like that. When you get excited about things, it
I'm excited.
All right.
He likes it when you get excited.
So this one I really dug too.
She didn't send me anything, just the pictures.
Just the pictures.
Mm-hmm. I like them.
I do too. She looks...
I feel like they're not like... I feel like this is on vacation somewhere, not
sure.
Not like a professional setup or anything.
This is like a senior photo.
Yeah, yeah.
She has
this
nice
is
and like two selfies.
An okay photo.
Yeah. Yeah. And like this is her vacation right here.
So. Yeah.
Like on the plane at vacation.
Right? You can be February.
Delineating who is what. I think that's.
We got 12 months. We got to do some shit here.
I think that.
Yeah, we got dudes too, though.
Let's
I've only
given
out 4 months.
A maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe.
She has a nice fresh face. I like that.
She's good.
Sounds like we're doing porn.
Yeah, it does a little bit. So this chick, I think, should be in it too because she's got the tattoos and stuff.
She fits the look.
She's October.
She does. That's fucking perfect.
If she comes dressed as a witch,
is she not like a professional? Because she looks kind of.
I don't know.
She does look fairly professional.
I don't know.
She hasn't told. She didn't send much except for the pictures. Some of those are very like I'm about to go be a.
So somebody tagged her in.
I love you.
Somebody tagged her in the actual ad in the job posting, and then she sent us pictures.
Oh, that's cool.
So
yeah.
She definitely looks good enough. I was just worried about the if she does this professionally thing.
Oh,
so.
Hi, Tina.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell from her or the conversation.
I think this one's a yes, though.
I agree.
See. Yeah.
Yes, for October. So you're doing it, too.
So this one is, for me, a giant no.
Why? Not that there's anything wrong with it. That's a weird statement coming out of your mouth.
Like, it's just...
Well, first of all, that yellow bandana does not go with that outfit. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
There's something about it that just says...
I'm just saying things.
Yeah, don't...
You don't know what you're talking about?
I know!
Sophia knows what she's talking about.
I'm wearing a black t-shirt and black shorts.
It looks awesome!
I don't want
to... The show has to be interesting, people.
It's going
to
be really mean.
Say what you're thinking.
I don't.
I really don't need, like...
She's a man.
Coachella-going chick
you.
At the...
I don't
like she'd be really...
I thought you were going to say she's a man.
I was not going to say she's a man.
I thought you were going to say that.
For me, she's a maybe.
Nobody knows. They can't see the photos we're looking at.
But when you give certain descriptors, they know what you're talking about.
No, they don't.
And actually, these people are mostly from Craigslist and don't listen.
Let's say a maybe on that.
Okay.
You said we're a comedy podcast. If you can't take it and we're joking about you.
Hey, Dom. Hey, Dom.
There are entire shows that joke about me. So get over yourself.
So this lady.
I love you, Dom.
This lady was like, yes, because she's really excited about it.
Yeah, she did send us a shit ton of pictures. She seemed very excited.
There's literally only one picture of her that I don't like. One is, I'm
not
going to say which one it is, but top left. This is awful. Like, yeah. Please, God, don't dress like that. Like, when we reach out,
drew the eyebrows on a little thick. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but
it's a Minnie Mouse.
I know.
I was like, what?
It's just rough. I just would. That's a choice I would never.
So
make.
Yes, you said.
Yeah, that's a yes.
Okay.
Mostly because she's just super excited about it.
December.
Why December though?
I don't know.
Because Doyle's a dick.
That's, hell is a place.
Yeah, December's December. Jesus's month.
That's true. December is Jesus's month.
No, or November.
So my vote was no for this.
I didn't know December became
Dallas
a
Cowboys.
Bad month.
Right, Christy? I said no for her because she likes the Cowboys.
And the Yankees. And the Yankees.
And the Yankees? Oh, I'm out on that too.
Yeah.
Did you just say bye? Just say bye.
So this is a hard no, I'm guessing.
I'm just one man. I'm just one man.
And I'm mean.
I abstain. No, it's not Felicia.
She just looks like normal.
This one's kind of a no for me too. Not,
I don't
not,
feel I don't feel any good or bad about it.
Yeah,
so
it's just kind of a.
If you guys are no, I'm a no then too.
All right, that's a no.
Oh shit!
And it's not because of the sports.
Yeah, I could care less.
Who
about
cares
that
about
shit.
That?
Yeah, who cares about that? Shit? Okay, but if it's wrestling,
you that's
dude.
Difference.
I literally just watched you scream for 3 hours about football.
What I say? What I say?
He said, and another thing is that she's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I'm out.
I know that was a joke. Sports. That was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of filtering.
This
going
one's
on
a no for me because there's no way to tell what the hell she actually looks like in any of these photos.
Yeah.
Because
no, that's 100%
I kind of feel like
there's
that so middle much. One is pretty normal.
Yeah, there's a lot of Snapchat
know,
happening here.
There's a lot of filter happening in this.
There's so much Snapchat in all those.
She kind of
also do you think her neck is hurt?
Cuz she's doing this? I don't know.
She's a bird. Oh, this ain't no goddamn calendar for birds.
I
don't like her.
All right.
Yeah,
no, it is.
I think that's a no.
I feel like her name's Candace, and I don't like Candaces.
So are these two a couple?
No.
Okay.
So they're two different models. So she emailed me and said and asked if we were still looking. I said yes. So she sent me all of the pictures and said the guy is interested as well. I asked her to send me an email. I asked her to have him send me an email. I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So
it's just another dude.
But they're two different models. They're not boyfriend, girlfriend. They're not couples. They're just two
models.
Different models.
Yeah. So again, for me, this is a big yes.
Thank you.
Because I feel like that fits like the pinup motif. Like, I mean, one of the outfits, she's straight up, I mean, the cowboy thing, that's straight up a pinup thing. So is the one in front of the window.
Again, my only question is the whole if we're not doing professionals.
Right.
Because she looks like a professional.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if these
but I mean, she looks good.
Together,
do you want to do a maybe?
Something.
Yeah, let's do a maybe on this one then.
Wow.
Who said she looks desperate? And I mean...
I kind of got a good feeling from this lady, too, honestly.
Yeah, me too. Like,
she seems good.
I think it was the eyes.
I think so, too. She's definitely, like, looking right into the camera. And
I am judging their professional look and the composition of photography. Thank you very much.
This one for
me
is a yes, for sure.
It's an easy yes for me, too.
They have a different look, and I like that.
Yeah.
It's different.
And
we've chosen girls that have all kinds of crazy different looks.
Yeah.
So if you were trying to pigeon-tail us that way,
yeah, that's
you are the weakest link.
I wasn't talking about your
not you. I meant like other people in the webverse.
So
world.
How about this one?
The skirt, that eyeball is in a weird. She'll know who she is, man. But that eyeball is in a very weird spot on that skirt.
I can dig it. This one's a yes for me.
I like the
wow.
wings and stuff too. Like, I think
the wings picture is cool. Actually,
over here. We don't even know each other.
Know,
I'm gonna.
Say,
I think this is a yes.
Yes,
I like this.
Something
one.
Weird I got about this, but that's two yeses.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I know where the pictures are taken.
No,
okay.
No, I'm. There's four of us, so.
On his behalf.
I've taken engagement photos on those stairs. So I know where she's at.
Oh, you do? You have?
Yeah, she's in Denver.
Oh,
this is 16th Street Mall.
Oh,
bridge over there.
Oh,
but
shit.
Looks pretty good.
So, yes?
No.
I think that's a yes. Yeah.
September.
Okay. So I like this one a lot too. But
she is another model, runway model.
Yeah.
She's in the dressing up.
She has a unique look.
She does.
And I'm pretty sure she has like some kind of nipples on her knees in that one picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird design choice for whatever clothing she's wearing.
This is a maybe for me, for sure.
It's also a maybe for me.
Me too.
Maybe. All right.
Seems like a lot of work. You know what I mean?
There's definitely been a couple where I'm like, seems like a lot.
She kind of looks like this next one. The girl, what was that ancillary Cosby show?
Oh.
Different World?
Yes. She kind of looks like the one of the ladies from A Different World.
I would agree with that.
She does. She's pretty. Very Jason Momoa. I'm okay with she is
that. I didn't say it was bad.
I say yes to this girl then. If that's how you're going to put her
I think.
That's
I think
the only
yes.
one she My said hard yes to. So I feel My like that needs to be a yes.
I think she's
I'm a yes on
this one. I think she. I didn't say she didn't look good.
I may marry Jason Momoa. That's Let's it. Go. Let's
And she married Lenny Kravitz and had gorgeous children.
Yes!
She didn't.
Good Jesus.
This lady
like
didn't.
She could have.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Though.
You look like you could have married Jason Momoa, so it's a hard yes.
This.
Yeah. All right. Is. Hard yes.
Jeez.
You, can say
whatever
you want.
You, want.
No, you can say.
Have you, been have you been listening to this show?
This woman's boobs are huge, so I say yes.
That's also the first hard yes I've heard.
Alright, yeah, that was a big yes from Doyle.
Well, we decided yes on her a while
ago. Doyle's yeah, like, I don't know what month she's going to be in, but it's going to be yes. with me. Fucking Doyle.
I like this next girl's look. I asked her to send me something unedited, and I never got it. So
yeah, again with like the hard filters.
I think the top left is not filtered, but everything else is.
It's a sepia tone.
Yeah, well, aside from that, you
like,
know what I mean. But the eyes are all fucked up, and
all three of these are filtered.
Yeah, yeah.
And like
I say,
one,
no,
this one's still done into black and white, and then like soft
right.
filtered.
I like the look. I just wasn't sure.
I think that's a no.
Yeah.
That might be also another 30-year-old, if you catch my drift.
And then we're on to dudes, I think, after this.
Yeah, now we're on to dudes.
The dudes are weird.
The dudes are weird.
The dudes are weird.
The dudes are weird.
All the dude pictures are weird.
You know what? I'm going to judge the dudes. Oh,
yeah. Actually, there's one dude one that's not weird.
Is John Moxley in this?
No,
that's a yes.
He's
is that,
not.
Is that Gabe's stripper?
Can we get a close-up?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
I don't,
it looks like him.
I don't
bit.
Think it is.
I want to see the dudes. I want to see a close-up. Let me see dudes.
There's no close-up.
Yeah,
there's
this
just,
is
this is how we're looking at him.
Calm down. Well, I feel like really...
Email him back. We're going to need some dick photos.
No.
I don't think there's
Sophia's a... Sophia's instantly like, shut up.
Not in front of mom and dad.
What do you think?
So this guy, I think, is a yes.
Does it kind of freak you out a little?
He's bald and he's got a beard.
Yeah,
I'm a yes
yeah,
on
that's
this
like
one.
The only weird thing. Yeah, I don't like that it's like his pelvis and the bald head. Is there something else? Like
no.
No. Almost all the dude pictures are
like this.
Dude.
Yeah. Wait, all the dudes were weird.
You know what it is? Guys,
did I miss something?
Guys are always like, look at this creasy thing
yeah.
right here.
It's all about the V's.
They're always like...
Who's here?
This guy is a yes
like
in my opinion.
It's less like
did
that.
We type yes
it's
in there?
Like, look at my
no.
boxers.
I can yeah. if you want.
Oh, you just deleted like everything that was there.
It said add...
Let's hear what a 13-year-old has
talking notes. All right, we're going to wait for Juan for a second, getting some food.
Juan.
There's all sorts of pizzas going. So anybody that's out there live, hi again, guys. How's the podcast going for you? Anybody enjoying us talking about the pinup? Let us know in the comments. Of course, be sure to join us here on Facebook or here in a little bit when we're done with this live stream. We're going to be jumping over to our Twitch stream and our YouTube stream. You can find the YouTube channel at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. Or you can go to twitch.tv and look up at Outside Longbox and watch us on Twitch. That's also our Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, you can find us all sorts of other places.
Did we say yes
so,
to this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe yes.
That was a yes.
I say
that,
maybe.
I think
women say maybe.
We don't have
I think
very...
It needs to be a little bit
part
more.
Of it is we don't have very many dudes.
But we'll fill out... If we get a weird bad vibe, we'll fill it out with women.
Yeah.
We'll just go back on the maybes.
Okay. So that's a maybe. Yeah, maybe yes.
Always look back on maybes.
All right. This one is weird for me, too. Because he sent us this, and we asked him to send a picture with his face.
Remember, I told you I may not have. Okay. I might have forgotten.
I told Juan to have him send a picture with his face, and we never got one.
I may not have said it, though, but he seemed excited to do it.
I'm also pretty sure his abs are edited.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that doesn't look great.
It's really, I don't like how he's
angry
like
SpongeBob.
I don't know. Yeah, he does have a hideous tattoo on his chest.
It does kind of look like an angry SpongeBob.
I pass.
I'm going to pass on angry SpongeBob here.
Well, his abs are edited, so pass.
All right.
All right, that's a no.
This kid can take his machete and go try the clown posse. Get the hell out of here.
Ready for this?
Yeehaw.
Yes. Big time yes.
Big yes. Hard yes.
Okay.
This guy's penis is out 2 seconds into the shoot.
No. It's not. Okay. That's
no,
him.
That's 100% this guy.
I looked up his profile. I looked up his Facebook profile. That's him.
Like,
see him.
I say this is a maybe. I say we reach out to him and ask if he's serious. And if he is, this is an awesome idea.
He really looks rugged.
And maybe pair him up with another model.
Is that bad or good?
Just so it's
debatable.
Some kind of fun, you know?
This guy's sexually harassing somebody on the shoot.
Hey, but it could be... You put him with a sexy model.
That could be a lot of fun.
Rugged. It's like Bruce Willis meets...
Christy?
Are we not supposed to name names?
Well, I mean, Bruce Willis is a famous person. Yeah, not in my... Yes.
But,
just
mean,
not these people.
You just can't.
Unless for somehow he ends up being in the calendar.
Gentleman. So yes.
Yes.
Yes, upon
further review. Further
review. All right. Now we move to boyfriend that offered his girlfriend as sacrifice.
This is the guy.
This is the boyfriend.
This is the boyfriend.
Oh, he sent news
that is
too.
The weirdest.
Oh shit, he sent fucking news.
Well,
what? Weirdest.
It's a guy.
Because he sent news.
He's not really.
This
he didn't really send a nude.
This is really weird.
Like, I can't get behind this.
His balls.
Christy, no. Sophia has that sweater.
Why? Why? Really?
I feel like these two are looking to swing. They're not looking to be a part of the calendar.
Yeah, this is
because it's too fucking weird. Them both just like willy nilly with the nudes.
It weirds me out.
I just feel like it's just this dude. And he's both of those
people.
See,
that's what I keep...
We're getting catfished?
I think we're getting catfished. Like,
yeah.
In a very serious way.
Let's reach out.
I vote catfish.
And do what? What am
let's
I reaching out?
Let's say maybe. This is what I genuinely
text me a
propose.
Photo right now.
We say maybe.
With the newspaper.
We say that both of them have to pose together for a month. That's what I think we should do.
For a month?
Yeah.
Well,
for a month on the calendar.
Like 30 days.
I need 30 days of pictures.
30 days of selfies.
I don't know.
This calendar that you will not be very well paid for.
He kind of gave me the creepy willies. I don't know.
He gives me the creepy willies looking right at him.
I say if they're not willing to do it together,
look at that face.
No.
Okay.
That's what I
that face has killed people.
That face is.
If they're not willing to do it together.
So I'll call her.
They give me.
I'll see if I can get her phone number.
Though.
Okay.
That dude's face has murdered people.
That dude's face has touched kids.
Yeah.
Like, he creeps me the fuck out.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He fucking creeps me out, man.
Okay,
you didn't send us any pictures.
Continue. Like, oh my God, Thumper is listening. Oh. Thumper, no!
This is
not healthy for your brain, honey.
Oh, she's fine.
Hi, wifey, I love you so much.
Her leg is broken. She can't help it.
Doused in Harvey.
You're not supposed to say names!
You know what?
So it's going to be on the recording.
So this guy is a professional model as well, but I think this guy's a yes.
I want to say yes. I like his face.
I don't feel threatened by him. So I'm okay
and
with
that's
him.
Why he's going to be in a show with you.
Yes.
Doyle's like sold. If he's not
that's
scared.
It's all right.
I think
so that's a yes.
So yes,
I will cradle him like a newborn child.
The joke would be is to
in
have
November.
Him dress like Doyle and have Doyle dress like him, and have him hold Petrie in the shark.
Have him hold a bag over his ass.
What's
yeah.
You all right over there?
It's
oh wow.
Yeah, no names.
Oh, middle. Yeah, this is true.
Nah.
I think
he's a handsome man.
This guy's a yes as well.
He seems normal, so
I will say he looks like I looked at his Facebook profile too. He had some Mexican cornrows, and it looked very weird.
Yeah, well, we'll tell him to not come to cornrows.
Yeah, I'm with it, though.
You're welcome. Your rows are not.
Right, and then those are the other two.
Ooh, yeah, I like that first girl.
All right, so it looks like we've narrowed it down quite a bit.
How many?
Yeah, let's go through and see.
We need more dudes, though, fellas.
No, you didn't miss Rint. We're going to go on to... We're going to go on to YouTube and Twitch after this, and we'll be doing the whole live stream.
You already have 12.
Rint will probably be coming up at about 8, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we already have to...
12.
We already have to go through and cut people, so...
Well, we wanted extras, though, just in case people said no.
So what we're going to do is do, like, our top 12 and then, like, a few alternates so that people...
So the people that we definitely want, we'll tell them, look, we definitely want you a part of this. And the people that are on the fringe will be like, we want to include you, we just can't, you know, confirm yet.
Well, I was just going to say we reach out to the people who we for sure want, and if somebody backs out, then we rely on the back ones.
Yeah. Weird if they backed out. When
wave one and wave two.
Yeah, but what if the date they can't do something like that?
They'll make it
work. We already had a girl who said, oh, never mind, I can't do it. My boyfriend said no. So
that is a thing.
It's time to be empowered, women.
Yeah, you're fine, Ashton. It is kind of creepy and weird.
It's just boobs. Everybody has them.
No, it's not the not the boob.
Everybody at this table.
Everybody have boobs.
It's the story, the behind the boob.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's a new VH1 show, Behind the Boob.
Are your people watching on our... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We're all watching on the official.
I didn't like it at all.
I know we've got four people going.
Petrie's watching.
Hey, Ree.
How long have we been...
Hey, mother-in-law. Hi, Chelsea.
All of those people.
We've been going for... 41 minutes.
All right. Yeah.
And I'm almost out of batteries.
So we should probably wrap this guy up and move on to the rest of the show.
Yes.
Wrap it before we tap it.
All right, guys. Tap thank you before for joining you us while it. We worked on our pinup calendar.
That doesn't work.
I know.
It was really good.
That's like, how you
I
end up
with
yeah.
I think we've come to a pretty good consensus. I think we're definitely going to be able to fill out a 12-month calendar with attractive people. And we might make some cameo appearances in there. So keep an eye out for it. We'll keep you guys updated. Obviously, if you... have come to the show and you're listening because you know that we're working on this. Like if you're one of the models that reached out to us, we will be getting back to you guys really soon. Juan and I talk to each other almost every day about this.
If you're one of the professionals and you listen to this episode, please bear in mind, we have no fucking clue what we are talking
about. That's why.
None of our comments were based on your physicality.
No, I don't want to disrespect anybody. Yeah. And that's really what it boils down to for me.
So
we just say random shit because it's our show.
With that said, be sure to click and like and follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. Check us out on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. And find us on Instagram, Twitch, or Twitter at Outside Longbox. We will be talking to you guys very shortly. Be sure to join us on YouTube and Twitch, like literally in 2 or 3
minutes. In a couple minutes.
Bye.
5 minutes.
Well, did you? You're Gabe.
Oh yeah, I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Val. I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan. You're gay.
All right, for reals. Bye. We'll see you on YouTube in a minute.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.